This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a new TV show where women are referred to as kittens and cougars, and yet our TV critic says it has redeeming value. Andrew Wallenstein looks into NBC's Age of Love.
But first, it's far from love. There is something there, though, that keeps senators in Washington interested. I'm talking about the immigration bill. It's back on the table in Congress this week. More than 20 amendments need to be hashed out, though, and passage is far from assured. NPR Washington editor Ron Elving joins us now for our weekly chat. And today he is here live, not in Memorex, right before me in the NPR West studios. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Madeline. And it is a great pleasure to be here.
Okay, you old cougar, you. So everyone threw dirt on this immigration bill and walked away just a couple of weeks ago. Is it really, really back?
Not all the way back. It's not really on the floor of the Senate yet. But it does appear that reports of its death were somewhat exaggerated. Harry Reid was the guy who pulled it from the Senate floor. He's the majority leader. And now he has decided he wants to bring it back. He is pleased enough to bring it back with the negotiations that have gone on more recently. So that probably means the end of this week or more likely next week. They've got a deal to limit the amendments. The Republicans will not have endless amendments coming to the floor. But they still need 60 votes for cloture. That's the vote to cut off debate. And we just don't know if they've got those votes yet.
And President Bush was there last week and trying to get the senators of his party to back him on this, and was he successful?
I think you have to give him quite a bit of either the credit or the blame, depending on your point of view about this bill. But he really had a lot to do with bringing it back to life. He came to the Hill. That's a big deal. He sat down in the Republican senators' super-secret clubhouse lunchroom, and he listened to them. Now, that's really the key. He didn't just come to talk. He came to listen, and he did listen to the Republican senators, and he agreed to add a $4.4 billion guarantee for more interior enforcement spending. That's very important, not just border enforcement, but also interior spending on enforcement to go after people. And that really seemed to have made a difference, at least in giving people a little more cover so that they said they could go back to their constituents and say that it was an anti-immigration as well as a pro-immigration bill, and that it would be controlling the current situation.
So aside from that, has the bill really changed?
Not really. It's still the same basic trade-off between beefing up the border and having a legalization program for the 12 to 15 million people who are here now illegally. And it also has a guest worker program and some other changes. But it isn't basically different from what we've been talking about throughout this debate.
Okay. So I'm wondering, though, out there, you know, amongst the grassroots groups who have lobbied against it, is that going to change their minds?
I don't think it will. No, I don't believe it will. The changes are enough to round up just enough votes to get them back to 60, perhaps. We're thinking that they've done enough to get most of the Republicans back in the corral. But you've still got, for example, the three J's, Jim, Jeff, and John. Jim DeMint of South Carolina, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, and John Cornyn of Texas. And they're still fighting this tooth and nail.
And what about the House? Where's the bill? Where's it going in the House?
Speaker Pelosi has said over the weekend to Bloomberg News Service that it will pass the House if the Republicans will cough up 50 to 70 votes on their side. Now, there are about 200 Republicans in the House. 50 to 70 wouldn't seem like that many, but given how unpopular this legislation is among Republicans, that might be too many. And so even if it got 40, I think it would have a pretty good chance of passing if Pelosi can get 180 of her Democrats to go with it. And it's not clear yet at this point whether 40 Republicans are available. And it's not clear whether 180 Democrats are available. When it really comes down to crunch time, we're going to have to see if either side can come up with that number of votes.
Okay. And so if either side doesn't, that means forget it for at least another year, right?
It does. The bill, if they do pass it, if they do come up with the 218 minimum to get it passed, still has to go back to a conference with the Senate. And as we know, the Senate is just barely on board for this bill. So whatever it takes to get it through the Senate might make it a little more precarious in the House. Whatever amendments have to be passed in the House to make it more acceptable and get those big vote margins in both parties that they're looking for, those amendments could make it unacceptable in the Senate. It's so precariously balanced that it's very hard to put money on it at this point.
Okay, well, we will stay tuned. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving here in California. Thank you very much.
Much more fun to do it this way, Madeline.
Indeed.